to this.
Exactly. That's my point.
See, because I heard what you said, I'm just not engaging with it.
That's both true and not true, because you're still talking to me, so on some level you're engaging.
Okay, technically correct, but only to make you stop explaining that I'm engaging with your explanation, which I'm categorically not engaging with.
Uh-huh. Has anyone ever told you how attractive you are when you're being pedantic?
What? No, I am not attractive. I mean, pedantic. I might be attractive. I mean, look, I'm simply stating facts here.
Reality tunnels.
What?
That's what my show's about. So, the theory goes...
Don't want to know.
We all live in our own self-made version of reality, right? And we filter stuff that doesn't fit or stuff we don't want to engage with. So, I'm trying to choose interesting sounds to show how much we filter and what we lose when we filter. But I'm not sure I know what sound is.
Interesting. You know the physics department at the uni? Break in there and ask them.
Ah, maybe you're just avoiding the question. Maybe you don't really know what sound is either.
Hello, I'm a sound engineer. I'm Mr. Sound. Obviously, that's not my real surname. It's Cartwright.
Pleased to meet you, Mr. Soundstroke Cartwright. So what is it then?
I refuse to discuss my craft with an audio felon.
See, it's one of those things that's so obvious. Something we take for granted, but I'm not sure we really understand it.
It's a bunch of travelling waves or vibrations, either through the air or water, if you were underwater, which currently, obviously, we are not. And the vibrations travel until they hit your ear. Then, bam, that's sound. So, lesson over, off you go.
No.
What? What do you mean, no?
I mean, yeah, that's fine as far as it goes, but it doesn't tell me what sound is.
I just said what it is. Scientifically, that is what it is. That's a sound definition of sound.
Okay, listen. See?
No.
We both know what those sounds are, right? Oh, they're more than just pulsing waves. They're pictures in our heads. Their whole experiences. We bring our memories to them, our feelings. Don't you think that's amazing?
When you put it like that, actually, it's still no.
Okay, who owns sound?
I do, because I'm the one who booked the room.
But who owns the sound of my voice? Is it mine because I make it? Or does it belong to you because you hear it?
Well, if I make a sound like this, I've really had enough now, then I own the sound.
But it's only a natural sound when I hear it.
And you seem pretty determined not to.
We're in this room now, okay? But there's been a massive earthquake just 10 miles up the road.
What? When did this happen?
It hasn't.
You just said...
Stay with it. It'll take us a while to hear it. The sound waves take a bit of time to travel. We're separated from the sound in terms of distance, but somehow, even though we hear it as a sound event here, we know it happens miles away.
Where is this earthquake exactly?
What does it matter?
If you want me to imagine something, then a specific location would really help.
Pick somewhere then.
Me? Oh. It's not easy to choose who should be totally obliterated, is it? I mean, it's a big decision. I feel a bit godlike. Who shall I unleash Armageddon on?
That's not God, it's David Beckham.
Well, what should I sound like?
Glad you asked. Because even if by some miracle I heard the voice of God, I wouldn't hear it the same way as you might hear it. See?
Yeah, serves me right for asking such a dumb question in the first place.
The point is, with the earthquake, we can hear a faraway event. We know it's not happening where we are, but we only experience it where we are. Because that's where the sound is. It's in this room, in our ears. For us, this is the earthquake right here.
That's utter rubbish.
It's actually physics, so...
I mean the sound of your earthquake. That's honestly the sloppiest earthquake I've ever heard. It's all over the place.
An earthquake should be all over the place. That's the point. It should be a big, noisy mess.
No, it should be precise and crisp and to the point. Like this.
Oh my God, that's brilliant!
It's straightforward. You hadn't TQ'd it right.
Bet you can't do that with the rest of my stuff.
With my eyes shut, you start with... No, no, I'm not going to be tricked into doing your audio bidding.
Hear that?
You know I can.
Here it comes.
Again, too hazy to be convincing.
You're missing the point. It's the tree in the forest thing. A tree falls in a forest, but no one is around to hear it. So?
So what?
So does it make a sound?
We just heard it. Yes, it made a sound, albeit an inferior one.
But if nobody hears it, I mean in real life.
A falling tree still pushes out airwaves.
Airwaves without ears aren't sound. We need people for sound.
Ah, no we don't. Got ya. Because animals would hear it.
Okay, imagine all the animals in the forest are hearing impaired.
What kind of forest is this?
Airwaves need ears to receive them, to make them work as sound.
Airwaves don't need anything. They don't have needs.
Okay, what I'm saying is it's a partnership between sound and listener. We both need to be there.
Okay, now I'm going to play you something. I want you to listen carefully.
Oh, it's lovely. What is it?
That's not the bit I want you to hear. It's this. That is the sound of my work not getting done. Okay, that's it. Leaving your mobile on. Unforgivable.
Actually, it's not me. I switched mine off.
What? Oh. Sorry.
You could have answered it. I don't mind.
It shouldn't have been on. Rule number one of the recording studio.
Is Chloe your girlfriend?
Rule number two, don't look at other people's phones.
Ooh.
What does that mean? Ooh.
Somebody's feathers are a bit ruffled. Has that somebody got girlfriend trouble?
I've got no such thing. She's an ex, actually. And she bumped into my mother who, for some bizarre reason, gave her my new number, even though we have absolutely nothing to talk about. And why am I telling you this? Look, just go, will ya?
Oh, come on. Give me a few minutes, please. I'm completely skint. I really need to do this.
No, 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 no. You've already wasted too much of my time. What? What's happened to my voice?
Ah, you like it. We're in a tunnel.
Okay, stop right now. That echo's very annoying. I refuse to be in a bad sound effect tunnel with you.
Okay, try this. A windswept hill.
And a badly constructed windswept hill. Just brilliant.
It's 3,000 years ago, and we are surrounded by an ancient, and I have to say very hostile-looking tribe of people. Listen. The ancient people are trying to tell us something.
Seriously? The best you could come up with is Buyakasha.
I don't know what they chanted 3,000 years ago.
Well, I'm pretty sure it wasn't an Ali G catchphrase.
The point is, we're scared by this. But not by this. So how come quiet is more scary than loud?
I'm not convinced it is. Try being an away supporter at a home game. Personally, I'd rather face the Lost Tribe of Ali G.
Alright, let's play a game.
Oh, for God's sake.
Then I'll go. I promise. One game, I'm gone. Imagine we're at a party.
No, I refuse to go to a dodgy sound effects party. It's like a bad busman's holiday.
Come on, you'll love it.
I don't think so. Happy social events always make me miserable.
Oh, wait. Is that a props bin?
Don't open that. I don't want stuff everywhere.
Look at this! Isn't it gorgeous? What a real feather boa. I always wanted one of these. How do I look?
Glamorous, I suppose.
Okay, ready to play?
Look, I hate parlour games. Don't ask me to word associate. I always end up saying Fiona Bruce. And before you say anything, no, I really don't fancy her.
Much. This one's called Guess the Sound.
It's a jazz trumpeter. What's his name?
It's a squeaky door. Beauty and everything, right? How about this?
Hungry baby?
Nope. Cat in heat. This?
Lawnmower in the distance?
Nope. Hummingbird wings.
I've had enough. Make it stop.
Let's try something else. Imagine we've just met.
We have just met.
Okay, but our eyes have just met across a crowded party room. And you have very nice eyes, by the way.
Really?
It's a great party, isn't it?
No.
Is something wrong? You keep staring at my neck.
Oh, sorry. Do I?
I know. You secretly want the feathered boa, don't you?
That's not what I was thinking.
Bet you do.
It's just nice. That's all.
Isn't it? You think anyone would mind if I nicked it?
I mean, your neck. It's lovely.
Well, thank you, kind sir. But prithee, tell me this. What can you hear?
What? Nothing. Your voice, your breath, obviously. Your eyes.
You can hear my eyes.
Not hear them. I didn't mean, I'm just looking because they're... Oh, wait, oh, I can hear my heartbeat. It seems to be slightly elevated, though. That could be panic at not getting my work done. That's probably what caused that. Yeah.
And that's it?
Yeah.
Come a bit closer. Hear that? We're in a room full of people. You filtered them all out like they don't exist. You know what that means?
What?
We just created our own reality tunnel. Me and you.
That's... No, I really think you should go now.
I know. Why don't we make sweet music together?
Is that some kind of metaphor?
No.
Oh.
Grab some stuff and we'll play.
I don't think that's... It's impossible anyway. There's nothing decent to play.
But wait, someone's left an old uke. And what's that you've got?
Hey, that's my lunch.
An upturned bin.
Don't tip it on the floor.
And we've got ourselves some music.
No. Stop. This is vandalism. I can't let you get away with this.
Come on, listen up. Play with it.
Let me tell you something about your reality tunnel. It's a mess. It's a haphazard, amateurish bunch of ill-conceived sounds strung together without thought or craft. It's a total, utter, nonsensical mess.
I know, great, isn't it?
No, it isn't. It's about as far from great as you can get.
Perfection is the death of creativity. You need mess.
Listen. Carefully. It's simple, okay? But it's beautiful. That's pure sound. Pure, honest, precise. Sound is precious. Don't take it for granted. Don't disrespect it. It might be an experience. It might be a lot of things. But above all, it has to be right. It has to feel right. You just kiss me?
You're so attractive when you're passionate. Sorry, I shouldn't have.
No, I mean, that was fine. I don't mean fine, it was nice. I don't mean just ordinary nice, like noodles and jumpers and stuff. I really don't know what I'm talking about.
Let's put the triangle in. Well, we could play music around it. Oh, no.
What?
It's the security guard. You gotta hide me.
He won't come in here.
What if he does, though? Quick, you gotta help me. He's evil.
The old guy? He's lovely.
He said if I broke in ever again, he'll get me arrested.
What do you mean, ever again? How many times you got in here?
Just a few. All right, 10, okay?
10 times?
This week.
You are kidding.
I know, he's so unreasonable. Please, I can't do my show in a police station.
Oh, for God. Get under the desk. Keep quiet.
Why would I say anything? If I say something, I'll give myself away.
Okay, you're still talking.
Right, zipped.
Right.
A young man come a-wooing them. Hee-ho, my bonnie, oh,
nah.
And he made the choice of the youngest.
What are you working on?
Already? It didn't even last 5 seconds.
Then I won't have to ask you anything else. Ow! Ow!
What?
Oh, something's sticking in me. Ow!
Come here. Let's have a look. It's a pin in your boa. It's drawn blood right in your...
Décolletage?
Yeah, that. I'll get your plaster. I've got a first aid box here somewhere. Here.
That's very gallant of you, kind sir. Oh, look. I've got a spot of blood on the feathers. Oh.
Here, put this plaster on.
You're sweet, you know that. You didn't tell me.
What?
What it is you're working on.
Nothing exciting. It's a Scottish legend and I have to match the right sounds.
Called?
It's the Swans of Loch Soonart.
Oh, I love this.
You know it?
Of course I do. Tell it to me.
If you already know it.
I love people telling me stories. Go on.
Okay. Well, once upon a time in the vague historical past, there lived this young guy, the son of a chieftain, and he fell in love with a local girl who had this amazing, haunting voice that carried over the water like the delicate touch of a swan's wing taking flight. And she used to sing, and the minute he heard her, he'd leave his castle and rush to the secret place by the loch.
Oh, I know. Why don't we act it out?
No way.
It might help you find the right sounds if you know your characters better. Call me to you the way he does in the story.
Psst! Over here!
Oh, very romantic. Oh, my love, I missed you.
Me too. I wish the day would fade and the moon would light the sky so I could be near you again.
See, you're good at this.
Okay, so, of course, this girl's drop-dead gorgeous. I mean, it's a folk tale after all. But she's poor, a crofter's daughter or something. Probably that. There weren't a lot of career choices around then. Do I really have to wait till tomorrow to see you again?
I'll sing for you. Listen for me. It might be a bit late, though. My dad's got me mending the sheep pen.
You're so multi-talented.
Farewell, my love.
Farewell. Until the moon rises again.
Wait, I just remembered. It's sad, isn't it?
It's a Scottish folk story. Of course it is. It's bloody tragic. Okay, so the loch is also a favourite place for swans to hang out. They just love the place. Can't get enough. And the boy and the girl love watching them.
They're so graceful. Such beautiful long necks.
Just like yours.
Let me tickle you with my swan-like feathers.
You put me off. So, one day, the boy asks the girl, will you marry me?
Oh yes, of course I will.
Can I kiss you?
Thought you'd never ask.
I'll put that effect in later. But not everyone is happy about the wedding. His mother is livid, you know, being a social climber.
How could you do this? Your father's broken-hearted. Now he'll never be as rich as he wants me to be. I mean him. I mean he. He wants to be rich, not me. You are not marrying that girl.
You try and stalk me.
Oh, she stops him, doesn't she?
Yep. She does what every overprotective medieval mother does. She hires a witch.
I have a spell to turn this girl into a swan.
Okay, that should do it. I don't think marrying swans is legal, so yes, let's go with that.
You've got a great cackle. Anybody ever told you that?
Hand on heart, I can honestly say no.
Let's have an evil laugh off.
Go.
Foregone conclusion, you win.
Yes, victory is mine.
Those two are a piece of work, though, eh?
Yeah, older women in fairy tales, they never come out well. Anyway, the witch's spell works, and the girl becomes a lonely swan. She's lost her beautiful voice, the very thing that made the boy fall in love with her. The boy waits for her at the lock's edge. He calls out every night. Where are you, my love? Sing for me so I can find you. Where are you?
I can't. I'm trying, but I can't. Oh, my love, I'm here, right in front of you. Why can't you see who I really am?
The swan is on the lock every day and every night, desperate to catch a glimpse of the boy. But the years pass, and eventually the scheming mother finds the son a rich bride.
I want a roast swan for my wedding feast. Go kill one. What are you waiting for? I'm hungry.
And so the boy goes to the bit of the lock where he used to meet the girl, and he sees the graceful swan, there as usual.
Oh, my love, here I am. Here I am.
The boy looks into the swan's eyes. There's something haunting about the way it looks at him. A real deep sadness. But he knows he has to kill it. So he raises his bow, draws the string back, and the swan's wounded, but it struggles to rise against the shot. It tries so hard to live, just so it can see the boy again. But suddenly its white feathers are stained red. The arrow has pierced its broken heart and it collapses. And in that moment, those precious few seconds between life and death, its body transforms back into the girl, and she tries to sing for him one last time.
Oh, my body.
When he realises what he's done. No. Oh, no. No.
I love you.
But it's too late. He holds her close, but her head falls back, and he kisses her long, soft neck. Then he pulls her to him and takes her under the water. And they disappear forever. And there's never been a swan at the lock since. But sometimes, at night, you can hear the girl's haunting voice across the water, calling to him.
Oh, it's beautiful. I want to change the ending, though, so the spell is broken.
You can't, I'm afraid. No happy ending. You knew that.
Yeah, I suppose.
Still needs work. I haven't got the girl's voice right yet.
It needs to be warmer. Listen, like this.
Hey ho, my bonnie, oh.
Wow, that's... Your voice is... It's beautiful. It's enchanting.
Nah, it's pretty average.
It really is not.
I know how I sound. My voice is okay, but it's nothing special.
You're right about reality tunnels. Because you are well and truly stuck in yours. How can you hear the beauty of a battered ukulele or a squeaky door and not know what you have?
I'll just have to agree to disagree. You hear potato, I hear potato.
What does that even mean?
It means it's time for me to go. While the coast is clear. I've got offices to break into and desks to hijack. And you've got your work to do.
Do me a favour. Sing. Let me record it.
Why? You can get better singers than me.
Please.
Okay.
My life and then his own he took. Hey ho, my bonnie. And on the water if you look. Nae swan swims sae bonnie.
Guest requests. I got some sounds and sang for my supper. See you around then.
See you around. Hold on. I want you to hear something. Before you disappear.
Okay. But make it quick before I get arrested.
Listen.
My life and then his own he took. He, oh my bonnie, oh. Oh my God, is that me?
Sounds great, doesn't it?
No way. That doesn't even sound like me anymore. You know what? You're a pretty decent bloke for someone who's obsessed with settings on stickers.
You might not be so bad yourself for a sound thief.
What did you do? To my voice? You EQ'd it or something. I bet that's what you did, right?
No, it wasn't that. I had to do something much more difficult than that, I'm afraid. Sounded much better then, though, eh?
What was it then?
I did the hardest thing any sound engineer can do.
Which was?
Absolutely nothing. I'm Ben, by the way.
Hi, Ben. I'm Isla. In the reality tunnel, Isla was played by Sarah Miele and Ben was played by Sam Newton. The reality tunnel was written by Karen Laws and directed by Melanie Harris. It was a Spark Lab production for BBC Radio 3.
And you can find more editions of Drama on 3 on BBC iPlayer Radio. Coming up at 9 o'clock, it's Radio 3 in concert. Gil Shaham plays Mozart's Violin Concerto No. 1 with the Stuttgart Radio Symphony Orchestra, plus Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 5 is on the bill as well. Let's look ahead now to our new composer of the week, coming on Monday, Francesca Caccini. Tomorrow from midday, Donald MacLeod will be looking at her life and music. So here is La Villanella Basel performing one of her works. Per la più vaga e bella by Francesca Caccini, and there's more on her life and music tomorrow from midday.
I'm Sarah Walker and I present Sunday Morning on BBC Radio 3. Sunday morning might be a really precious chance to check in with some classical music. In the first hour, I might have music reflecting landscape or impressionistic music. My second hour is very much a sort of creativity time. Anything inspiring and relating to creativity. And then we'll usually round off with something rather upbeat. Join me between 9 o'clock and 12 o'clock every Sunday morning on BBC Radio 3.
Good evening, I'm Chris Barrow, and it's 9 o'clock, so time for tonight's Radio 3 In Concert with Kate Mollison.
Good evening. Tonight I've got Mozart and Tchaikovsky, colourful recordings from across Europe, Tchaikovsky's Fifth Symphony from Spain, and if you were listening last Sunday, you'll have already heard Gil Shaham playing Mozart's Fifth Violin Concerto with the Stuttgart Radio Symphony Orchestra. I've got more from that same concert now, a couple of pieces that Mozart wrote as a teenager, the first violin concerto with Gil Shaham after this, the 29th Symphony in A major with Nicholas McGeagan conducting. Mozart was 18 when he wrote this symphony. It's sunny, it's perfectly poised, and it's self-confident enough to begin not with a grand gesture, but with something way more beguiling.